Welcome to Gardening in Florida. We are in the dry season. And yes, it's wonderful. Yes, December 1st means no hurricanes. Yes, we have Teresa Bowderick from IFFAS to advise us during Gardening in Florida of what drought-tolerant plants might be perfect for our garden. So, Teresa, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Tell us all about what we should put in and what is going to work in our gardens.
So I went and looked at this from a unique perspective because there's a lot of drought-tolerant options here in Florida. So I'm going to start broad and then I'm going to narrow it down for this time of the year in particular. So in the broader sense, if we're looking at planting things that are drought-tolerant in the landscape, we really should be looking at a lot of native plants. If you pick the right native plant for your landscape, it's likely to be more drought tolerant. And so that's one thing you want to start with. Then I also wanted to talk about this through the lens of what looks good in the winter time, because as you know, even though we live in Florida and even though it's very warm, we do have a period of time in winter here where things do slow down, they go dormant. Not as many things are flowering, and so I wanted to highlight some things that had winter interest in particular, but that were drought tolerant.
You know, I love that because, quite honestly, I was looking at my garden today and I was just saying, where's the color? What do I do? Do I miracle grow? What do I do for my plants? So let's get down to some of the specific plants that you think we might plant, and I do love the idea of native plants. We always want to do sustainable native, so give us some specifics on what we should look at for the Southwest Coast.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of plants in mind, and I was thinking of things that, again, had particular winter interest. A couple of favorites of mine during the winter time are beautyberry. So if you're familiar with beautyberry, it has purple berries that are edible for people, but the birds like them. The berries hang on well into the winter, and beautyberry is one of our fewer deciduous plants. So it loses its leaves in winter. And I'm sure you're thinking, well, why do you want it in winter? I'll tell you why. It looks great. It's very sculptural because we have so few deciduous plants where you can see the branching structure. And like I said, the berries hang on, so you have these bare branches with purple berries. I find it very beautiful in the landscape, and then it gives the birds something to eat. And then in a related vein, there's another native plant called the yaupon holly, very drought-tolerant native, just like beautyberry. And in the wintertime, it actually gets red fruit on the female plant. So now, don't get mad at me if you have a yaupon holly that happens to be a male plant, because in this case, they're on separate plants. The males won't get any berries, but the females get these lovely red holly berries that, you know, you can enjoy in the landscape. It kind of gives you that holiday festive color. You can even bring in clippings to decorate the holiday tabletops. So those are a couple of native options that I think are great in winter. Another one that's lovely in winter and year-round would be rosemary. And so rosemary is a wonderful, very drought-tolerant plant. In this case, I'm talking about the culinary rosemary. We do have some Florida native rosemaries, but you can't eat them. But the culinary rosemary that everybody is familiar with can actually be grown in a pot in the herb garden, and you can actually grow an entire hedge out of it. And then you can use it for wintertime, you know, roasts and dishes and things like that. And then the other one I wanted to mention was just a very popular plant. It's not a native, but it is Florida-friendly, and that would be the Christmas palm, which also has a lovely red fruit in winter, so you get that color in the wintertime. And once these guys are established, they are actually very drought-tolerant. So I thought that deserved an honorable mention.
Absolutely. Now, I see that butterfly milkweed is a hardy drought-tolerant perennial, and it has very vibrant colors, too. Does it bloom during this time of year as well?
You know, the native butterfly milkweeds, the natives really don't bloom a lot in winter. In fact, most of the natives go down for winter here. And so that one wouldn't be quite as exciting in winter, but still worth planting for sure, because it does bloom most of the rest of the year. If folks are looking for, this is a perfect segue question, if folks are looking for a little bit more color, but they're concerned about their water use, which of course they should be, we want to be responsible with water. The wintertime is a great time for some of those annual plants that, like, especially if you're from up north, you wish you could have some of those annuals. Like, you can grow petunias and pansies and snapdragons here in the winter. Now, on their own, they're not necessarily drought tolerant. But if you're really smart about it and you group these annuals in small pots or small places where you can just target a little bit of hand water, you don't ever have to turn on the irrigation, that's a great way to give an extra pop of color, but be very wise in your water use.
I love that. And what a great idea for a holiday gift to make a beautiful little fairy garden with
It
petunias,
would be.
pansies, and
Oh.
snapdragons. And I make the snapdragons talk as well. Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm coming to your holiday party.
You are. It's always a party when we're gardening with Florida. I like, so the other thing I want to ask you about, because I see that the bougainvillea are blooming. I mean, beautiful and pink. But I always understood that bougainvillea actually is not a good drought-tolerant plant and kind of goes to your pipes and your water source. Is that true, or is that an old wives' tale?
That's kind of it's both true and untrue. They do get very, very large, and I think that's where some of that comes from. And so with most larger plants, I would definitely not plant right next to sidewalks and water pipes and things like that. I don't think there's nothing about bougainvillea that's special. It's just that they do tend to get so very large. So if you're going to plant it, just be mindful that you've planted it far enough away from your utilities and also just from walkways and driveways. Not only that, because it has thorns. And so bougainvillea just needs an awful lot of room. Or if you don't have that, barring that, and you love it, keep it in a pot where you can control it.
I love that. And I want to thank you so much. And we're going to talk about potting, using your pots. You can move them from the sun. You can move them,
Yes.
in the shade. And I know that my really weirdly, my begonias have just continued to thrive as I move them around the house. So, Teresa, what do you have? What is your favorite plant to give that's drought tolerant? What about succulents for the holidays, both in the
Succulents
garden and
can
in
be,
pots?
yeah, succulents can be a really good gift. I just always caution people that they're probably a little bit better to keep in containers because they do need to be kept so dry. They need a well-drained soil, and then you know how it is in our summers here. Sometimes it just rains a foot or 2 foot in a matter of days, and if your soil isn't draining well, then those roots can rot. So if you can control that soil and make sure they're allowed to drain, like you said, move your pots around the landscape as appropriate. If you've got succulents and they're in pots, you can move them under cover in the heavy rain so they don't drown. And so, yes, I actually think succulents would make a wonderful gift, just making sure that that person, the gift receiver, understands that those plants really need to dry out between water events or they will rot.
So finally, what do you think of these sticks that you put in? I don't know what to call them, that distribute water when the plant needs it. I know that you can get them at the stores, and I've seen them. Are they helpful, or should you really pay attention and not ignore your plants?
Well, my advice is always going to be to pay close attention to it. But the glass bulbs and sticks and different contraptions that kind of slow water your plants can be very helpful. Like if you're going on a little getaway, a little vacation, and you know you're not going to be around, I would just kind of test them ahead of time while you're there to supervise to make sure they're delivering the right amount of water, in that time period so you can kind of keep an eye on it.
Well, folks, if you've joined us just now, we've been talking with Teresa from the IFFAS, Pinellas County Extension, and we have been talking about drought-tolerant plants, both for your garden, that make nice gifts. So, Teresa, I want to thank you for joining us on Gardening in Florida. And until next time, I'm your co-host, Annette Weiser. Keep growing, and remember, Florida friendly is your best friend.